VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least five Afghan troops were killed by friendly fire Tuesday night in what was supposed to be a precision airstrike by U.S. forces supporting troops battling insurgents in the country's south. In a statement released on Wednesday, the Afghan Defense Ministry said the mishap happened near the city of Taran Kot in Uruzgan province and said it resulted from miscommunication between the Afghan troops on the ground and forces in the air. Dozens of children were believed trapped inside a building in Lagos, Nigeria, where hundreds of onlookers gathered to watch a massive rescue attempt. It's unclear how many people are inside the ruins of the three-story building that collapsed at about 10 a.m. local time Wednesday. Onlookers said a school with about 100 students was located on the building's top floor. Several children were rescued from the debris, and the crowd watching cheered when that news reached them. Ambulances, fire trucks, and heavy building equipment were standing by to help with the search and rescue effort. There's no word on how many adults were in the building when it fell. The building was located on the Itta-Faji area of Lagos Island, which is the oldest part of the city. The governor of Sao Paulo, Brazil, says two young men wearing hoods and carrying several weapons opened fire at a school in the southern part of the country, killing eight people before they then took their own lives. Wednesday's shooting happened at a public school in Suzano, a suburb of Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest city. The governor says the two attackers were believed to be between 20 and 25 years old. He says authorities don't believe they were former students. This is VOA News.